News with Steve Byquist and Dennis Rom. Today's program is sponsored by Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan and by Chelan Realty. Making Waves is a production of LakeChelanNow.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome once again to Making Waves here on LakeChelanNow.com. Looking forward to today's program, by the way. We're going to have a very special guest for you, a just recently departed longtime doctor. You all know him as Doc Waz, or many people do. Dr. Jay Waskiewicz, after 31 years of family practice at the Lake Chelan Clinic, is right now residing in New Zealand. But don't fret, he'll only be gone for about a year and he'll be returning here to the Lake Chelan Valley. But a fascinating story, and we'll get all the details from the new Kiwi doctor coming up here on Making Waves in just a bit. Want to certainly extend greetings to all of our listeners out there. Thank you to our sponsors so much, Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan, to Chelan Realty, and to Chelan County PUD. Hope you had a great chance to get out this past Labor Day weekend. Wasn't it gorgeous? Very minimal smoke, blue sky, sunshine. Could not have ordered up a better Labor Day weekend, and pretty much what we are used to here in the Lake Chelan Valley. And certainly was nice to have a boy. Town was packed and people were really out and about enjoying themselves in a number of ways. And speaking of getting out and about and enjoying yourself, you can do so again coming up this weekend as we have the big annual Lake Chelan Car Show, and that'll be setting up shop at Riverwalk Park in downtown Chelan. So you're not going to want to miss that one, certainly indeed. And that is the 8th of September, Riverwalk Park. It all gets underway with registration about 8 o'clock in the morning. By the way, if you want more information on that car show, check out our website at LakeChelanNow.com. We have a feature story there and an audio interview with the president of the Lake Chelan Car Club, the sponsoring entity, give you all the lowdown on that. So it's going to be a fun time, as we'll have lots of classic cars in town here on Saturday on display throughout the day at Riverwalk Park starting at about 8 o'clock in the morning. And by the way, their award ceremony is scheduled for 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Also, we should make note of the fact that it is the Lake Chelan Sailing Regatta this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. So in case you're basking here in the sunshine and the blue skies and thinking, boy, it's another great fall, well, officially not fall yet. That won't begin until Saturday, September the 22nd, but we'll go ahead and call this typical fall weather. Why not? Also, high school sports certainly in full swing right now. The football teams from Chelan and Manson have gotten off to a great start. They have additional games coming up this coming weekend and several weeks ahead as well. Cross country, they are at it. Girls soccer and volleyball. So lots of activities going on in the high school ranks as well right now. Well, we promised you an extended chat with the Kiwi doctor, and we're going to have that coming up right after this time out on Making Waves on LakeChelanNow.com. When it comes to real estate in the Lake Chelan Valley, there's no one more knowledgeable than Chelan Realty. Chelan Realty is the most experienced and knowledgeable real estate firm in the Valley. Their real estate professionals have been recognized and respected and recommended for years. Be sure to stop by their office at 141 East Wooden Avenue. Be sure also to check out the Chelan Realty downtown webcam, or you can visit them online at chelanrealty.com. Locally owned and operated, buy from the experienced team or list with the experienced team at Chelan Realty. Hey friends, don't forget about Campbell's Crab Boil. That's right. The third annual Crab Boil at Campbell's is coming back on September 22nd on the Brick Terrace. This great event will include live music, a full service bar, and delicious Louisiana style crab boil. Be sure to check it out. For more information, you can visit online campbellsresort.com /crab. And also be sure to put on your calendar Campbell's Resort featuring their fall wine dinner. That's coming up on October the 20th. And this year will feature Walla Walla's famous Spring Valley Vintners October 20th for the annual fall wine dinner at Campbell's. Pleasure to be sitting here at the Vogue Cafe on a beautiful day in downtown Chelan with one of our locals who's going to be leaving us for the period of a year, and that, of course, is Dr. Jay Woskowitz, longtime family practitioner here in Chelan, heading off to New Zealand. And pretty exciting news for you, Jay, going to Greymouth, New Zealand. Tell us, how did that all come about?
Well, I've always wanted to do something a little out of the box, and I've been thinking about it for several years. About 5 or 6 years ago, I was at a conference in Washington, D.C., a medical conference, and there was a job fair that was part of the conference, and walking around, I stopped at the booth for Australia, and they were looking for Western-trained doctors to move to Australia, work in the outback and things, and that was interesting. And then I walked down the aisle a little bit, and I came across the booth for New Zealand, and I mentioned to them I was just talking to the Australians, and they said, oh, you don't want to go to Australia. You want to come to New Zealand. And I talked to them a little bit more, and they were right, and because New Zealand's a beautiful country. My wife and I have been there in the past, but it's been 35, 40 years ago, but our experiences were very positive. The people were super friendly, very open, warm, inviting. The country is a beautiful country with tremendous variability in the geography. New Zealand's about the same land area as Colorado, but the two islands stretch several thousand miles north to south. So the north part of the North Island is a subtropical mango swamps and things like that. And the south part of the South Island, of course, we're below the equator, so south is colder, is Arctic, kind of almost like mid-northern Canada kind of environment. Where I'm going to be in Greymouth is the northwest coast of the South Island. And even though it looks way far south, it's the same south latitude as Portland is north latitude. And because it's on the coast and backed up against the mountains, it's got a marine climate similar to Seattle or Portland. So I'm not going to enjoy the endless sunny days that I've gotten used to in Chelan. It's going to be more overcast, Seattle-type weather. So, but I'll come back to Chelan to dry out in about a year and see how things go.
Now, you're going to be working, Jay, for a health district on a one-year contract. Did you do this all long distance, or did you actually fly in and check out this particular area before agreeing to do it?
It's all online, all on the computer. We've been to that area before and have vague recollections of what it's like, but we were just contacting them through a headhunter group who was keeping us informed of what the options were, looking for job opportunities. We finally settled on Greymouth. You can arrange to go to New Zealand to work as a doc on your own, but it is a nightmare of paperwork to get your license secure, to find a place that needs a doctor, to get your work visa, to pass all the tests. I had to pass a medical test. I had to pass a psychiatric test. Most people thought that would be the deal breaker for me going to New Zealand, that, he'll never pass that test. But I was practicing the Rorschach test, you know, to make sure that everything looked like a butterfly and not somebody murdering somebody. I aced it. But I did cheat and study for it. But anyway, I did all that and finally got all the paperwork done, and I had to get medical insurance and all kinds of different things. But finally, everything's done.
After 30 years in Chelan practicing family medicine, again, what kind of prompted this whole thing? You just wake up one morning and say, hey, I think I want to break, go do something different for a year someplace, and then come back.
Well, I wanted to do something a little different for a long time, and I originally thought maybe I would work for an embassy, the U.S. Embassy. I speak a little Russian, and I could brush up on my Russian and work. I thought I'd work someplace in Eastern Europe or someplace like that, but then I got to thinking, you know, once you're signed up to work for the government, they could send me to Tajikistan or Uzbekistan or someplace, and I wasn't too keen keen on going there. And so I was thinking about New Zealand for since that job fair opportunity, kind of putting them off. But about 6-8 months ago, I was walking down the hall of the clinic, and it was after hours, probably a Saturday evening. I was there by myself doing paperwork. And I was thinking to myself, I'm walking down the hall. I said, I've been walking down this hall for 31 years. It is time to do something different. And so at that point, I decided to pull the trigger and go.
Good for you. That's something I think a lot of people have those thoughts, but not everybody follows through and execute a plan, and you have done that. But yet, you are still on a contract here with the Lake Chelan Clinic, with the hospital, and after a year, you come back and you step right back in.
That's correct. A few weeks ago, I signed another 2-year contract with the Lake Chelan Hospital, with the first 13 months being a leave of absence, kind of like a sabbatical kind of thing. But they wanted to lock up my return to the Chelan area. My intention was always to come back. I don't see myself ever leaving to go to live in New Zealand or a foreign country. I like to travel. I like to experience these different things. But Chelan's my home, and I'll be here for the duration, I think.
Speaking of home, let's talk about the family. Your wife, Helen, your 3 daughters. How do they all link into this? How much time are they going to be able to spend with you in New Zealand, and how supportive have they been?
Well, they're sorry to see me go, I think. My wife is going to come in about a month. She's got some things to tie up here. She's going to go visit our daughter in Virginia, Rachel, who just bought a new house, and just help her with the house a little bit. But she's probably going to be coming in October. She did not get a work visa. In order to have a visa, in order to stay for longer than 3 months, you have to have a visa. And I have a visa for at least a year, maybe up to 5 years, I don't know. And it's a green card kind of visa, so I can have a work permit in New Zealand. So Helen will be back and forth, stay for a few months, come back, check out the house, back and forth that way. We've got a dog, we've got a cat, we've got 3 turtles to take care of, and we have to make sure all that's taken care of. And we have a house sitter that's going to come periodically and help us out that way. So we got the bases. Helen's very organized. We've got all those bases covered. If it was up to me, it would be a total disaster, this whole thing, but Helen is keeping me on track, as we all know. And Dennis is shaking his head yes, he understands this.
Yes, indeed. Now, a couple of things of where you're headed that I know you love to run. I mean, people that don't maybe see you as their doctor, they certainly see you around the community because you're always running up and down the roadways here. I know that's something that's very important to you. It sounds like the area you're going is going to be ideal for an outdoor enthusiast.
Yeah, there are, and it's similar to Chelan in the sense it's rural and it backs up against the mountains, and there's endless opportunities for hiking and camping and mountain climbing and things. So that was one of the great appeals of going to New Zealand, especially the South Island, is because that activity is so available. As far as running goes, I mean, I just look for someplace that's not too hilly, because these old legs aren't what they used to be, and the knees are not, they're not slowing me down too much, but if I take care of them, I think they'll take care of me for another couple of years. But there's opportunities for running along the trails and along the coast and things. They have an extensive trail system and places for people to go, because outdoor activities are a big activity over there.
I've been told that New Zealand has some of the best fishing in the world, and their lakes and rivers. Are you going to take part in that?
I'm not much of a fisherman, but everybody I know tells me it would be an absolute crime for me to go to New Zealand and not do fly fishing. My understanding is that the trout that are in the streams there, and I may be wrong, but Shannon Kohlmeyer was at a wedding a few weeks ago with him and mentioned I'm going to New Zealand. And he tells me that in New Zealand that the trout that are in the streams are not native. And so they're not protected in the same way a native species would be protected. And so there's no season. There's no limit. You can hunt and fish. You can hunt the deer and fish the trout anytime, as much as you want, all year round. I don't know if that's true. It sounds too good to be true, but Shannon was saying that's the way it is. So we'll check it out. But either way, I'm going to try to get some experience fly fishing when I'm there.
I know one of the things on your checkoff list when you make the move to New Zealand is you have found a mountain, 12,500 some feet tall, Mount Cook. You want to climb it.
Or die trying.
Hopefully not.
Well, yeah, it's 12,000, I think 12,500. So it's not as tall as Mount Rainier. It's a little bit more of a technical climb. It's at a little bit, it's a similar latitude. So the, you know, the snow levels and things like that will be about the same. I remember when Helen and I were there years ago, we were took a little trek up part of the way up Mount Cook, but it was so rainy and foggy you couldn't see anything. So I've always wanted, it was in the back of my mind, always wanted to go back and get on top of that sucker and climb the mountain. So that's my number one non-medical goal of going to New Zealand is to climb Mount Cook.
Okay, we've been talking some of the fun stuff, but let's talk work a little bit. You're going to be, as you mentioned, working basically for the government. Is it similar to what you've been doing here, though, in terms of family practice medicine?
Yeah, I think it's the same everywhere in New Zealand. It's a socialized system, and so you're paid by the government. Everybody's on salary. The system is a lot simpler than it is in the United States because there's no insurance companies, there's no L&I, no Medicare, no nothing. There's no billing. So it's a lot simpler, much more efficient than it is in the United States. There's a one national formulary of medicines to choose from that they approve one medicine and not the other medicine, and that makes things a lot easier. So yes, I mean, the anatomy is the same. Medical illnesses are the same. People are, I think, pretty much the same. I don't think there's going to be too much difference. One thing that is of interest is that there's a fairly big Maori population in Greymouth. Maoris are the native indigenous people from New Zealand. They've been incorporated into this society, but there are groups of Maoris that are around the country, and they have kind of a reservation system or homeland system like we have in the United States, but I'm not that familiar with how it works. But I know, when I used to work on the Indian Reservation in Utah, I know the Native Americans in Utah had somewhat different medical problems just because the genetics are different, and I'm anticipating that the Maoris probably have some unique medical issues that I'm just not familiar with. Fortunately, the system down there is extremely good as far as bringing in new doctors, and there's an extensive orientation system about the common medical problems and things and how the system works. So I'm going to spend 2 or 3 days in Wellington, which is the capital, getting oriented to the New Zealand medical system and see how that goes. So hopefully, you know, by the time I get to Greymouth, I'll be able to hit the ground running. But like I said, I think people are the same. Medical problems are basically the same around the world.
Now, that indigenous group of people, do they have a different language, do you know?
They do. And if you look at the map of New Zealand, you'll see a lot of towns and cities that have odd names, and those are Maori names. My impression is it's similar to Hawaiian. There's a lot of vowels, not a lot of consonants in these names, so I'm going to have to get used to that. But I have been brushing up on my New Zealand slang. I'm getting good at that. I'm probably going to make a fool of myself, but I've learned that cooler is a chili bin. If you haven't seen somebody for a long time, years and years, it's yonks and yonks, I haven't seen you. And apparently, if it's you're saying that's the way it goes, or you know, c'est la vie, is they say Bob's your uncle. How Bob came into this, I have no idea. Maybe I'm murdering their language, but that's what I read. And so,
or they set you up big time.
Maybe they said this gullible American is coming to, we're going to make a fool out of him, and that may be. But I'm going to try to incorporate as many of those slang expressions into my conversation as possible.
I'm going to guess that when you return home after a year, Doc, that you're going to sound a bit like a Kiwi.
I hope so. That'll be unique, I guess. I grew up in New Jersey, and so people sometimes can detect a little bit of a New Jersey accent, you know, when I start talking, especially when I start talking to my old friends back in New Jersey. The both of us is going to go down the shore. Go down the shore to the water. You make a right. No, don't go in the water. You go to the right, and you get to a fork in the road, and you take the fork. That's what you do.
That definitely sounds like it. Did you have to work to lose that?
You know, most people in New Jersey don't have an accent. The people that do are the ones you remember. Because where I grew up in a suburban town in New Jersey, people don't, I guess I don't hear it, but I don't think people in most New Jersey have an accent. People in the northeastern part of New Jersey, or in Jersey City and those places, have a pretty strong New Jersey accent, or down the shore. Everybody see Jersey Shore. And in Jersey, there's not, you don't go to the beach. You don't go to the ocean. You go to the shore. So, but anyway, but I do, I can fall back into it when I start talking to my old friends. So I guess it's in there for keeps.
I want to take you from New Zealand right now and back here to Chelan. It was only a couple of weeks ago, Jay, that a very nice send-off party was put together for you and held at the Lake Chelan Chamber of Commerce offices there. Great gathering of people. That must have felt gratifying.
It was nice. My wife put that together, and so it was a really big event for me anyway, but everybody had kind things to say, and it was nice that, on the one hand, you know, if you leave a place that nobody likes you, it's easier to leave. when this in Chelan, I tried to do my best for all my patients, and I think they appreciated. And there was I don't know how many people were there. I mean, estimate 100 or so. Yeah. And they all had nice things to say, and they were all happy that I'm going. They all say they're going to miss me. They're happy that I'm coming back. So it was a really supportive, really beautiful event. I mean, I've been in Chelan long enough that most of the people, especially the long-term Chelan residents, I think almost as family members, and as a community, you know, we're all live in Chelan. It's a beautiful town. We don't have a lot of conflict here. It's like Disneyland.
Well, and you also have spent a number of years involved with the youth in the Valley in terms of you've been team doctors for a number of sports. So you had a different affiliation and association that way.
Well, when my children were young, playing basketball or softball or track or whatever, I would, of course, have to go to the games. And then, so I was sitting in the stands at a basketball game with my daughter playing out there, and somebody got an elbow in the eye or hit the deck or something, and they're laying there on the ground, and I'm watching. And pretty soon I look around the stadium or the gym, and I notice everybody's looking at me, like, get up and do something. And so my wife elbows me, and I trudge down the stair, the bleachers, and check out the knee or the whatever, the head injury. And fortunately, as far as I remember, there haven't been any bad injuries. I remember putting some stitch. I remember a basketball game, where one of the Chelan players fell in the first quarter, and he was one of those big players, fell and had a little cut on his forehead. He was bleeding. So he wouldn't let him play when he was bleeding. And so I took him, this is after hours, 7, 8 o'clock, and I took him to the office, sewed up his cut, got him back in the game for the second half.
That's quick patchwork.
That's small town medicine right there.
Well, of course, you also had an assist on Chelan head coach during a district tournament time as well. When Coach Joe Harris, I don't think he'll mind us mentioning this, had an illness come upon him, and thank goodness you were there on the spot.
Yeah, that was in Wenatchee, and he was at some district basketball game, and he just started acting funny. And just, I mean, you know, he's a gym teacher, so your expectations aren't that high anyway. and so he started acting confused and funny, and I said, he didn't show anything specific, but we were concerned enough. We brought him to Central Washington Hospital in the ER and ended up having a pretty significant, potentially fatal brain infection. Fortunately, he's recovered fully, as far as I know, and he's retired. And of course, we're all rooting for Joey in the Nets. You know, he doesn't like to be called Joey anymore because he's 6'8"?
6'6".
6'6". So he'll, but it'd always be Joey to Chelan. There's no way around that. So,
and I guess we should correct that Joe retired from coaching, but still is teaching.
Oh, that's right. He's still doing gym. Yeah, but he retired from coaching. So that's, those memories are one of the reasons, or part of the reason I just want to come back to Chelan, because those are memories that you can't really get anywhere else.
All right. Well, we've been fortunate to have you here for 31 plus years. And let's talk about some of the things maybe that people can look forward to while you're away, because you're putting a blog together, Dr. W in New Zealand. And we'll put this on our website and post it as well. But you can get there at Kiwi, kiwi-doc.blogspot.com, and you're going to be starting it actually before you leave town here and then continuing it through your year abroad. And I love this. I'm going to ask you how you came up with this, but I'm going to let you do it. So tell us your little tagline of what it is.
I probably can't read my writing.
No, I can't read. You could have been a doctor. You would have passed the first day in medical school. It was like, The first thing we learn is if somebody comes and say, Doc, it hurts if I do this. Well, don't do that. That was the first day. Okay. The second day, they beat us until we could scribble almost illegibly, and then everything was easy from there.
So I had 2 days
done. You got two days done. So it's Dr. J's Trials and Tribulations in New Zealand and Uninhibited, Uncensored Pontifications on Life. So you can take that for what you think it might mean, but you've been warned.
That, sir, sounds like something that came into your mind about 3 a.m.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I was up last night packing frantically. I'm about 99% packed. That's good. And I was up doing my setting up my blog last night, packing, and it just, you know, after a small glass of Kentucky Bourbon and sleep deprivation, you can come up with something so erudite.
How much stuff are you going to take with you?
Well, we weighed it. I have two bags. Each is 50 pounds. And then I have a purse, a carry-on bag, and I've got my knapsack. I have to take, obviously, dress clothes for the clinic, casual clothes for just bumming around, but I took all of my my mountain climbing and outdoor gear as well. Interestingly, New Zealand is very protective of their environment, and you're not allowed to take in any used camping equipment, any boots, tents, sleeping bags, things like that that went out in the woods anywhere else in the world, I guess, to New Zealand, because they're afraid some seed or some bug or mold or something is going to hitch a ride in on your boots. So yesterday I was out down in Wenatchee buying some clothes, and I had to get some new boots and things. So we were shopping all day yesterday, and got some, most of my camping, actually, my mountain climbing stuff actually came from Lake Chelan Sports here in town. So
I'm going to guess you'll probably be buying some products once you get there as well.
Well, I don't know. I have to look and see what my options are. Check it out. I might rent things. It might just be wise to rent. I don't know what's available. I suppose I'm going to, my goal is to climb Mount Cook, and I'm going to get a guide. And I'm pretty sure if it's like any place else in the world, you can rent the essentials, your crampons, your mountain boots, your ice axe and sleeping bags and things like that. I don't think the airline's going to let me take an ice axe on carry-on.
Probably not. Let me ask you this before we close out. What are you going to miss most about life in Chelan and at the clinic?
Well, it's obviously the people. I mean, the people I've come to enjoy seeing in the clinic. I mean, they're like friends. They're like family. I can tell you that after you've been a doc for so many years, you know, most things are pretty routine. And I can usually tell what's going on within the first few minutes of our visit. And then after that, it's, you know, getting some treatment going or evaluation, more testing, or whatever. And then the next 5 or 10 minutes is just shooting the breeze in the clinic with my friends and my buds. And there's a lot of laughing that goes on in the clinic. And, you know, medicine is serious business, obviously. People get sick and die. But most things they see in the clinic are treatable. I mean, medicine, there are miracles happening in medicine every day. Things that we couldn't even dream of, you know, 10 years ago being treated. Now, here, take this pill. You'll be better in 2 weeks. Kind of thing. So, you know, the treatments are so effective that it's a pleasure to be a doc now, because you can treat so many more illnesses so much more effectively that it's just a pleasure to see people in the office. And that's what I'm going to miss most. Of course, I'll miss the sunny weather, because I'm going to be rained on a lot over there. And my house, I, you know, like living up on the butte and all the projects I've got going up there, and I've got it pretty much dialed in the way I want. And I'm going to miss my wife when she's not there, but she'll be back and forth, and we can email and things. And
it's only a year, right? Goes quick.
Yeah, my wife was depressed about it, and a friend said, well, it's like he was in the military and he's being deployed for a year or so. And sometimes, you know, not infrequently, maybe a couple times a week, she wish I would disappear for a year, I'm sure. And is sorry that I show up the next morning. So, but you know, Dennis is shaking his head again. Okay, we all understand that.
Any man that's married understands that.
You know, I it's interesting. interesting, and one of the things I noticed about everybody being the same, you know, in the office I see people, obviously there's a lot of Spanish-speaking families and guys, and there's Russians and things, and, you know, guys start talking about life and their wives, and it's all the same. They're all shaking their heads. Yeah, my wife is driving me crazy, and I'm driving her crazy, but that's the way it is.
I didn't know if this is how we were going to end up with this interview, but I guess...
You can edit it. You can edit it any way you want.
Oh, no, this is the good stuff now. See, now, lastly, I just want to say congratulations. Thanks for all of your service here to Chelan, but we know you're coming back, so that's the good news. But enjoy the adventure.
Well, thank you very much. And it is an adventure. And my mother used to say, you know, life is a series of adventures. Never shy away from a new experience, a new adventure. And so it's that's what I'm doing.
That's a wrap on this week's edition of Making Waves here on Lake Chelan Now. Boy, what a great opportunity to visit with longtime Chelan physician, Dr. Jay Waskowitz, now the Kiwi doctor, as we're going to be referring to him, as he has set up shop in New Zealand for the next year, and then he'll be returning back here to the Lake Chelan Valley. Hope you enjoyed that in-depth look at Jay's quest and his vision to get a little sabbatical and kind of blending a bit of business and pleasure. What a way to do it, huh? So best of luck to Jay on that. And speaking of that, if you want a chance to get the written story and also some great photos from the recent send-off for Jay, you can find that on our website at lakechelannow.com, as that story went up earlier this week. And again, there's, I think, four or five, maybe six photos attached to it. Check it out, and you'll learn more about the Kiwi doctor here on LakeChelanNow.com. So again, that's a wrap for our program this week. Check us out next time around as we make waves here on LakeChelanNow.com. So long.
That's our show for this week. Thanks for listening, and remember, all weekly episodes of Making Waves can be found under the Listen tab on our website at lakechelannow.com. This episode has been sponsored by Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan and by Chelan Realty.